Chapter 12. Lieutenant Keller had told Henry during the ride back to the farm that Colonel Avery was convinced Henry was a spy. That seemed to be the Yankees' first reaction to any Confederate civilian. Avery had issued orders that the farm was to be watched for any signs of espionage or subversive activity. Henry didn't say anything about that to his mother or to Cordelia or Louisa. No point in worrying them, he thought. Besides, he knew he wasn't a spy and didn't have anything to do with spies. The Yankees could watch the place all they wanted. They wouldn't see anything incriminating. Besides, he knew he wasn't a spy and didn't have anything to do with spies. The Yankees could watch the place all they wanted. They wouldn't see anything incriminating. Over the next couple of weeks, federal patrols rode by several times. Henry saw them in the distance. They didn't approach the farm, but passed by the lane instead. He suspected there were watchers he didn't see. But he had more important things to worry about. The situation on the farm was growing desperate. With autumn approaching, Henry had begun to lay in firewood for the winter, but he was worried there wouldn't be enough. If it was a particularly cold winter, they might be busting up the furniture and burning it before spring. The food supply looked even worse. With only him, Cordelia, and Louisa to work the fields, the crops had been meager this year. They had some sweet potatoes and beans in the cellar, but not enough to last through the winter. The corn was all gone. With all the mills in the area either destroyed or taken over by the Yankees, there was no flour, no sugar, very little salt. The pork from last year's butchering was gone. It was a wonder they still had a couple of chickens and a cow, Henry thought. The Yankees had confiscated almost all the livestock in the county. As long as the rooster kept doing his job and the hen continued laying, they would have a few eggs, and the cow provided milk. Looked at from that perspective, they were richer than most folks around here. So rich, Henry thought bitterly, that they might last an extra week or two before they starved to death. But there was nothing he could do except keep on working and preparing for fall and winter as best he could. That was all anyone could do. Many of the settlers in the area had abandoned their farms and homes and headed farther south in hopes that conditions would be better there. More than once, Henry considered trying to talk his mother into leaving, only to discard the idea each time. He knew that Abigail Brennan would never leave the farm. It had been her home for more than 3 decades. She and her husband had cleared the land, planted the crops, built the cabin, and raised 6 children here. The roots were too deep, too strong. Not even war could pull them up, Henry thought. So the family would just have to make it through, one way or the other. He came out of the barn one morning with a milk bucket in his hand, a frown on his face. The bucket was less than half full. The cow was giving less milk these days. If she dried up, they would be in worse straits than ever before. The sound of an approaching rider made Henry pause and turn to look toward the lane. He saw one man trotting a horse toward the farm. The rider wore a blue uniform and black campaign cap, which came as no surprise. Hardly anyone moved around the countryside these days except the Yankees. As the cavalryman came closer, Henry recognized Lieutenant Joseph Keller. This time Keller was alone. And Henry wondered what he wanted. Even though he doubted that Keller meant them any harm, Henry wished he had a weapon, a rifle or a pistol or anything else he could use to defend his family if he had to. Judging by Keller's actions, that wouldn't be necessary. The lieutenant smiled and lifted a hand in greeting as he slowed his mount and walked it into the yard between the farmhouse and the barn. A canvas bag was tied under the saddle. "Good morning," Keller said. "Come to check on the spy?" Henry's tone was caustic. "Not at all. I never believed you were a spy, Brennan. That was all in Colonel Avery's head. I look at you, I see a man who's just doing his best to get by." "That's the truth," Henry muttered. "Why are you here?" "To give you this." Keller untied the short length of cord that held the bag to his saddle. He extended the bundle to Henry. After a second or two of hesitation, Henry set the milk bucket on the ground and walked over to Keller's horse. He reached up and took the bag, a little surprised at the solid weight of it. "What is it?" he asked. "A couple of hams,"
We received a shipment of provisions yesterday. I thought you might be able to use them.
Henry's eyes widened. He could smell the aroma coming from the bag. He jerked it open and looked inside. Sure enough, two hams, just as Keller said. Henry's mouth began to water. But then his lips thinned into a grim, hard line, and he shoved the bag at Keller.
Take 'em, we don't need 'em.
His voice shook.
We don't want any damn Yankee charity.
Keller didn't take the bag. Instead, he edged his horse back a couple of steps.
It's not charity, he said. It's compensation. Due you for the inconvenience of being hauled into Culpeper and questioned a couple of weeks ago.
Is that so? Do you Yankees compensate every innocent man you question? How about compensating the whole Confederacy for what you'd done to it?
Henry knew his voice was rising in anger, but there was nothing he could do to stop it.
How do you make things right for all the killing you've done?
A state of war exists between the United States and its rebellious brethren, Keller said, sounding a little angry now himself. Loss of life, though regrettable, is inevitable, and so is destruction.
I don't like what we've done down here any more than you do, Brennan.
Henry snorted in contempt and disbelief. But if it's necessary to preserve the Union, then so be it, Keller went on. That doesn't mean I can't attempt to redress what I see as a wrong. There was no need for what happened. Sergeant McCafferty and those other men might have killed you.
Henry?
The voice came from the barn, startling both men.
He didn't say anything about some Yankees threatened to kill you.
Henry turned his head and saw Cordelia emerge from the shadows of the barn. She had bunched up her apron and held it in front of her, carefully cradling a precious burden. While Henry tended to the milking, she had gathered eggs.
Go on in the house, Cordelia, Henry told her. This doesn't concern you. I think it does, she said as she came forward. I hear yelling going on out here, and then I see we have a visitor.
This Yankee's not a visitor. He's a damn invader, just like the rest of his breed.
Keller took off his cap and inclined his head toward Cordelia.
Begging your pardon, ma'am. I didn't mean to disturb you.
That's all right, Cordelia told him. Now what were you saying about someone wanting to kill my brother?
Henry burst out.
For God's sake, leave it alone. It didn't amount to anything. Just some more typical Yankee bluster.
I assure you that you have nothing to worry about, Miss Brennan, Keller said. I've tended to the matter.
Nothing to worry about? Henry repeated before Cordelia could say anything. That's quite a joke, Lieutenant. How many eggs you got there, Cordelia?
Two, she said. It's a good morning.
Two eggs and less than half a bucket of milk. How well do you reckon four grown people can get by on that, Lieutenant?
Keller allowed himself a brief glare at Henry before he turned a more pleasant expression back to Cordelia.
I know that times are hard here, he said to her. That's one reason I brought your family a couple of hams. Your brother doesn't seem to want to accept them, however.
Hams?
Cordelia's voice was hushed, as if she were repeating something sacred.
Really, Henry?
There are hams in here, all right, Henry said,
hefting the bag Keller had given him.
But I told the lieutenant we don't need no Yankee charity.
Charity, no.
Cordelia came several steps closer and looked up at Keller.
But it wouldn't be hospitable if we turned down a gracious gift from a visitor.
Damn it, I already told you he isn't a visitor.
I can't take the hams back, Keller broke in. For one thing, the colonel wouldn't look kindly on this gesture if he found out about it. I'm afraid he would regard it as giving aid and comfort to the enemy. So do what you want with them, but don't try to give them back to me. He started to turn his horse. Henry drew back the hand holding the bag, as if he intended to hurl it at the lieutenant. Cordelia came forward quickly and got between the two men.
Thank you, Lieutenant, she said. I'm curious about one thing, though. Why don't you regard this as giving aid and comfort to the enemy?
Keller smiled. That one's easy to answer anyway. I don't think of you and your family and folks like you as the enemy, Miss Brennan. That's why. With that, he put his cap on, wheeled his horse, and rode away without looking back. Henry muttered a curse and acted again like he was going to throw the hams after Keller. Cordelia turned around keeping the pair of eggs cradled carefully in her apron, and held out her other hand.
"Give me that," she said,